Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Too old, she pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me mine.
Ready?
Ready? Jeez.
Yay! Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mama's and Merlo. It's been, oh my God, this feels so good. It's been such a long time.
It feels good to pour wine.
I feel like you were saying that more about pouring the wine than recording.
That too. It feels good to be together. I was like, there was a third glass.
Yes, there is.
I don't know where it went.
Oh, okay. Well, now we have wine on the
cake.
And
we spilled. All right. No, it's not on the cake. Okay. It fell on the table. So welcome.
We didn't start drinking yet.
Not yet. This is how we start, guys. Yeah. So welcome to Mama's and Merlo. I think it's been like a month almost
since Q.
Q was our last. That was episode 44, I think.
And 3.
Yeah, 43 and 40. No, 44 was the last one, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
So this is episode 45.
Huh. I like that number.
Yeah, dude. The last time we released an episode was August 30th. So there's been a lot going on because first life got in the way, and then people went on vacation.
And then ginormous storms happened.
Yeah, and then Vanessa. Sorry, guys. My name is Vanessa, and with me is Christy.
Hello.
And then we have a special guest today because our Steph is on vacation. She's going to Disney. So we have not that Steph.
That was a nice little...
Yeah. Isn't it? I've been thinking about it for like 2 days. We have Stephanie Mayer Sr. of the Woo Bro podcast. What's up, bro?
Hello.
Yeah. So it's like a woo mama.
So it's like we...
What's up, mama?
We still have a Steph. So don't get confused.
Well, I mean, Q is on the last episode.
Yeah,
but she's a Steph as well.
Steph.
Yeah. People forget that. Just because, you know.
We found a lot of similarities. I was like, her name is Stephanie, because they were sitting across from each other. And I was like, and my name is Vanessa, and her wife's name is Vanessa, and we share a birthday. So we went, yeah.
This is also my soulmate. Yes,
she's the person that I drunk text. I text her all the time. I'm like, hi, and I ask her a question. I'm like, FYI, I've been drinking. She's like, oh, I love that you think of me when you're drunk.
That is touching.
Like, it is, isn't it?
When you're the person, like someone drunk texts, you're immediately like, oh, I feel special.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting that you do drunk text her a lot.
Okay, a lot is like 3 times. Okay? It's not really a lot.
How often? Okay, let's put it this way. How many people do you drunk text?
Her. Because the other person would be Nary, but that doesn't count. My husband. It doesn't count when it's your husband.
Yeah, it's automatic.
Exactly. Those drunk jokes are fast.
You know? Exactly. It's okay, like, so I can't sleep.
Before we started recording, we tried to pre-plan and open all the things that would be noisy, but then I realized one of the things we have to eat is chips.
Yeah.
And the world's loudest chips.
Yeah. Yeah. So
every once in a while, you're going to hear stuff.
Yeah, we'll try to move the mic. And Vanessa will tell us how bad it sounds.
Yeah, because I don't like chewing. There's like this thing. Have you guys seen it? There's this lady on Facebook that just has like a really scary professional looking mic, and she just like eats pickles.
What?
And it's just like the sound of her like crunching.
She's the one who does the ASMR stuff.
¿Qué es eso?
Oh my God.
Right. ASMR.
Wait, is that her thing that she Because I need to go back to this lady that crunches pickles. Like, is she getting paid to do this?
I don't know if she's getting paid, it's but apparently, passion. Like, some people really enjoy those sounds. Oh. And then some people, it makes them want to, like, stab the person making those sounds. And I am of the stabby camp.
Like, I don't know. Like, spread your, like, face into, like, loaves
no,
of bread.
No,
people?
No.
Well, no, but the, okay, so ASMR.
Let me see if I can find
if she is doing that. It's this thing that I tried talking about, like, in a Woo Bro episode ages ago, but like I wasn't able to fully go in depth in it. It's like these people who specifically record different quote unquote pleasing sounds.
Yes, I think that's what it is.
So that it
here it is.
It causes a reaction and makes you actually have a visceral reaction to it.
Listening.
Okay, that pickle has a lot of reverb.
It's her mic. It's her mic, I think.
But it's just her like.
Chomping on
okay,
a pickle.
Just stop.
Yeah. I'm not. Now, look. See, now look up actual ASMR, and you'll see that it's a strange, trippy little world. It really is, and I can't help but I get sucked in every so often where I'm like, "What is happening?"
See, I love those. like I'm actually having an issue right now.
Oh, look, there's a community
that they have on like. The like this is like these videos or if you'll find this very satisfying when by the time you watch it that it's like just like perfect things.
Oh, I do love the perfect things.
Like all the Skittles like aligned by color and like the perfect like
those are satisfying. Those
or just watching something get made and finished
The pressure cleaning when they pressure clean something and you just watch it get clean, like that's awesome.
But like I'm having that issue right now because I don't think you guys noticed. I went because we have a pie. There's a pie here. And we're just gonna go gorilla style just right into it. But
a lo salvaje.
I've attempted to go and dig in like three times.
Because it is a pretty pie.
But it is so perfectly.
I've been watching you. Yeah. Like
it hasn't been indented by the top of the thing yet. Like by the top of its little.
You want me to help you?
Surface.
There you go,
Vanessa.
It's no longer perfect. So go
just
ahead.
Stab the pie.
My side is still perfect.
It's not bothering me.
I'm very dissatisfied with how ugly this pie is now.
But now you can eat it.
I feel like now I can just go at the
end. So while they eat their pie, because this is how that unorganized we are, you guys.
It does right. Well, whatever.
This is not a lesbian episode.
What?
Because we got a little lesbian adjacent with Q.
Oh, yeah.
If you would like to find out what that is, please check
definitely
out episodes 43 and 44.
Yes, our last two episodes were fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you had to split it into two. Yeah.
It was like... almost 4 hours of recording.
And 4 to 5 bottles of wine.
Ooh, that's impressive.
Yeah. No, it was bad.
It was almost like a Harry Potter crossover episode.
Dying the following day. It's like I can't do this anymore. Okay, so today's wine, well, they eat their pie. Today's wine is California Roots. It is the $5 Target wine.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about it as like the California raisins.
Yes. But this is California Roots. It's a red blend. They are purveyors of fine California wines.
It is
according to the label.
It is tart. Target's Trader Joe, like,
yeah,
instead of like $2 chuck or $3 chuck, this is $5 roots.
Yeah,
not as doesn't flow is as well.
No. But it's their $5 wine. It's right by the register.
I'm pretty sure somebody will come up with like a cute little nickname that's way more like wordy than I am.
$5 Chuck.
Well, the other reason they call the other one Chuck is because it's Charles West or Charles something. Like, I forget what the name of that wine is.
I'm like staring at the label now being like, what can I make out of this?
I don't know, but it's also, we have learned, it is a super demanding and specific wine.
Oh, yes. It has a very specific pairing on the label. It pairs perfectly with wild mushroom pasta and grilled vegetables.
It's just such an odd... Like, why?
It's so
Why not just, like, pasta and veggies? You could just say pasta and veggies.
Or just pasta.
So I realized outside, before we were reading this, I said that it reminds me of the Campbell's of wine.
Yeah.
And I remember why it is that I thought that. Because specifically the mushroom, the cream of mushroom thing, which I always buy and never eat, always has that picture in the back of chicken. And it shows you, like, what you can do. And, I love when food has examples of, like, this is how you can make a meal. I never do it.
Obviously.
But
you have the option.
Yeah. Well, now I know we can eat this
with
mushroom
wild
pasta.
Wild mushroom pasta.
I mean, we're going to eat it with pie, cookies, cookie
and
dough,
chips.
And chips. But
and doing mighty fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do feel...
Actually, for a $5 blend, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. And I want to make wild mushroom
pasta
and grilled vegetables. Well, not
and
now.
Some mashed potatoes on the side. Why not?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds delicious.
Right?
I had mashed potatoes the other day and I was so happy. Mashed potatoes is my thing. It's my jam.
For some reason, when like Hurricane Irma was coming, my brother ended up buying a bunch of mashed potatoes as like part of the supply.
When a hurricane comes, you just buy what's available.
Like we did one trip, which was like supplies and like, you know, canned things and apparently, you know,
the mashed potatoes and stuff.
And then all of a sudden, myself and my brother's girlfriend decided, like, you know what? Let's go to the grocery store. Let's maybe get some things to pick at and some, like...
Like snacks.
Like some snacks so that we don't actually hit our supply when the storm's coming in.
Right.
Yeah, that's basically most of what we ate.
The snacks.
The Entenmann's aisle.
Yeah, essentially.
And, like, not even the Entenmann's, the, like, the kids' lunch snack section. Like, the brownies and the moon pies and the
steak
rolls.
So, it's like, I did the same thing. I'm like, I'm going to get some snacks for the kids. Like, I'm going to get the stuff that they like. I'm going to get a couple things that they always ask me for that we never have, like, just in case. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Oliver likes the little fruit cups. And I was, like, expecting there to be fruit cups and pudding. It was, like... cleared out, but that's how I ended up with, because there was like one kind of fruit cups that was left, and it is like the fruit, but instead of juice it's coconut water, and it's like different types of like
is it grown up?
Yeah, so if I were to tell Sophie drink just coconut water, she'd be like, ew, that's disgusting. I have a picture of her drinking this coconut water with like a little straw in her cup and eating the little fruits, and I'm like, she's the pickiest fucking child on the planet, and she likes it.
Her idea.
It must be good. Yeah,
yeah.
It's just like all the organic stuff, and like
let me give her a tangerine with the skin on it. No. Tangerine in a fruit cup soaked in coconut water. She's all about it.
Yeah, so. But all these things, deconstructed fruit cup. She's not about.
It's fine.
Yeah, because it's all the if you like what I did notice from the store, and I think we'll just get let's just take a minute to remind everybody. As we've said before, we are based out of Miami, Florida.
Yep.
And over the last couple weeks, there's been some hurricane activity.
Tell you.
That's a...
Mother Nature is
understatement.
Pissed. Mother Nature pissed. It's been... Yeah, crazy.
Every photo I see of the oncoming hurricanes or hurricanes that are forming always reminds me of like 2012.
Yeah, it's awful.
Day After Tomorrow, that kind of movie. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Although... fun little fact, you know how there was a bunch of like, okay, so while this storm was coming in, we're based here in South Florida, not to interrupt, but to add on really quick, while this stuff was coming, we've had, because you know the internet, there's been a bunch of like conspiracy theorists and like and like doomsdayers and stuff like that, so these people claiming that September,
she's having a moment with her pie,
she's so really good. Loving it, man,
so good.
Yeah, see, aren't you happy that she destroyed it?
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm still eating in like a perfect like.
Yeah, you're well, being fine. You're being symmetrical with what
but
you're
at
destroying.
At least you're eating it. Is it you or is it Steph that like
Stephanie,
eats?
That Stephanie
is the one.
Our Steph will eat like we had whipped cream one day, just like out of the tub, and she was like eating it. Not whipped cream, the cookie dough.
No, but though she did with the whipped cream too,
scooping it like so that the top stayed even. I'm like, that's too much work. Just eat it.
You know, there's dedication though. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people were claiming that. The 23rd, like Saturday, was supposed to be the end of the day or the end of time.
End of the world.
End of the time. So I would like to, you know, like just to, you know, just for the so that we feel a little more comfortable. I was talking to David, like the guy I'm moving in with who lives in Australia.
Yeah, the guy that you're moving to the other side of the world
to be with. Yes. I saw him and I was like, and it was becoming Saturday. And I'm like, so is it still the world? He's like, we're live. We're good. So
then with the other side of the world.
He's already there.
Yeah, he's already Saturday. And then he's there like, I was there like, yeah, I wonder if the end of the world pays attention to time zone. He's like, is it out in Greenwich Mean Time? Like, what is it? And I'm like, well, at the very least, you would think it would be like, it would time up for whatever time, whatever time zone the Bible was written in. Like, if you're going to really go into trying to decipher it. But somehow we always, like,
Eastern time.
It's always Eastern time. It's always us. Like, we always make it us.
Poor Mark.
Hailsorb.
Listen, I'm perfectly okay with being taken over by an alien race because I have watched enough movies to know that at one point you just say, yes, master.
You'll be fine.
Do you need an emissary? I can help you. Now, I don't want to know what you're doing. But I do see, like, that resistance thing.
Yeah, I could be a messenger.
It's really exhausting.
Yeah.
I was watching.
So like, not so much resistance and futile, just resistance is.
It's exhausting.
Yeah, like those.
I'm tired just thinking about
like,
it.
Like, granted, I'm a big Star Wars fan, but then again, I'm a big Dark Side fan. So because it's like Empire. Listen, I'm.
It doesn't seem too terrible.
No. Mm-hmm. It just feels like the
it's just really organized.
The rebels just seem that, well, they have a better color palette, first of all.
Their aesthetic in general,
you know, yeah, that black, red, white,
the like, white armor of the mm-hmm. stormtroopers. It's just like
it's so Instagrammable. It's yes. great.
Yeah,
the rebels always look dirty.
Yeah, right.
They
always look yeah. filthy. Their stuff is like mm-hmm. not. They're not even like on the. Yeah. Most recent technology.
I mean, like take a bath. Don't you know about marketing? Come on.
Like, they're still on iPhone 5. Like, yeah. come on.
Which is, so, and then I watched, oh God, what's that one called?
There's so many cookies in front of me.
Yeah. There really is like, too many cookies.
There was, like, just all of them in general. Like, there was one recently that I was watching for a bit, which with the guy from Lost and the stupid girl from Walking Dead, Lori, that she, like, the wife that died in the beginning.
Mm hmm.
That we all wanted a while for her to just go.
Yeah.
Yeah. But sure. I was watching that one, and the resistance side just looks exhausting. Like, there's just all this running around and planning and hiding and...
Like, why? Oh, I think I know what show you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it just seems... And the guy, it's the other guy from Lost. And I
yeah.
I
Sawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I'm bad with names. So... Yeah. So yeah, but like that, like that's something like I've always thought about that. It's like, what would happen if the world ended? Like, but not the world ended. Like, okay,
like it just exploded.
Like, not there. Rapture. Like, you know,
yeah,
everybody's like just like zoomed out of the earth. We're done, mm-hmm. and you just like all of a sudden, bing, you're in the good place or the bad place. Like that kind of situation. No, like.
Aliens, yeah, that twist.
Yeah,
that twist was crazy.
That was great.
Alien spaceships arrive. You know, Independence Day.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, are we listening to the president make the speech and being like,
"It's a yes, great speech, it though. A great speech. It's a solid speech."
Don't tell
our president, however,
that's a different speech.
We'll make the best speech
ever.
It'll be huge.
It'll be huge.
Oh my God.
But yeah, so like,
imagine him trying to.
No,
he's not gonna.
No. Like, no. I think the aliens would be like.
The aliens might just leave and be like, nah, these people are
it's
lost.
Not even worth it. It's like talking to cows.
It's like, what happens?
It's like, it's like a cow's opinion.
It's moo.
It's moo. Oh, God.
But I always thought like that whole thing. I was like, so the aliens show up. What do I do? I'm walking over to the alien like registration bureau. Hey. Do you guys need some help? I'm really good at organizing things.
I'm good.
You just kind of like you watch and you let a few people go first.
Yeah.
And you wait and you're like, all right.
So
is there a plan? Are we being turned into something? What is happening?
Yeah.
So we're not doomsday preppers then.
No. Well, no, we're alive, so we're good.
Okay. I have friends that we can like go to their houses and like they've got the whole bunker situation down. But like, I don't know if I'm in for the big fight.
No.
How do you bunker in South Florida with all the limestone?
They have like above ground ones, like safe rooms.
It's so not like a foxhole bunker. They're not. No. They haven't gone all that way.
No, they got like
it's like a shed in the backyard,
with, like passcodes and stuff like that, and like the armory is inside. Listen, and I've got one to the left and one to the right. So like, you know, I've got one to go in like Kendall and one to go to like Miami Gardens.
It's a lot more bunkers than I thought would be. You would know.
You'd be surprised the number of like preppers that there are. But so that was my whole thing. I was like, yeah, can I just work for Vader?
He needs an assistant, right? Like, yeah. To keep track of all the planets.
As long as you're efficient, he's fine with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's only the people he messed up that he'd force choke.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and even if you go to, like, the new ones, like, with Kylo, like, there is Empire officers. Like, not everybody has to be a stormtrooper.
Exactly.
If you show that you have, like, a little bit of, like, you know, follow through, you get a cool outfit with a cape.
Yeah.
Because all their military and good boots.
Yes.
I really hope they're comfortable. It doesn't look that comfortable.
It doesn't look like they're that comfortable, but we're still like talking yeah. like the whole ensemble.
It's a whole look.
Solid.
It's a look. It's a uniform.
And you know what? Captain Phasma being a lady, at least you know like progressive.
Yes.
Even though we need to hear more from her because she's.
Yeah.
The book came out. I didn't have read it. They gave her in Force Friday. They released like. Her like the book of her story. I haven't gotten around to reading it yet, but I want to know like
what's up with you?
Yeah, because you kind of went down pretty quick. Like in the, that was
yeah, they took her over a little too easy.
Yeah, but like, I'm telling you, like I'm watching Rogue One. I was watching it and I'm like,
oh, I haven't seen it yet.
But I was watching like all of
the granted, really cool people. It's really good. Like, really cool people, really great, you know, characters and stuff like that. All look dirty. All look tired.
Because they're too busy fighting.
Yeah, and all the Empire people
are well rested.
They look rested. They look, you know, they've got like places to go sleep. They've got food that's coming into them. They don't got
to. So you're definitely like the main district in the Hunger Games. We're finding a way to move to the capital.
We are capital, either District 1 or District 2. We are capital.
If I can't get into the capital.
Listen, I don't need to be in the actual capital. I could be District 2. District 2 is fine.
You could be capital adjacent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Capital is too expensive. District 2 is the suburbs.
Yeah, but in the capital, they're also, you know, they're paying you more. So
this is true.
You can remember, afford it.
You're talking to a group of like purple hair, blue hair.
And purple hair.
And purple hair. Yeah. So.
We fit in.
We fit in.
Yeah. If
she's
anything,
got a
we're
feather
toned down.
Earring.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm all kinds of hipsterific today just because I'm so damn comfy.
You look like you're wearing a blanket.
I do. Fantastic. I love this shirt so much.
Awesome. It is a great sweater. It's amazing.
It's so great.
It's got like all the patterns that I love.
Yeah.
And it's black, white, and red.
And a little pink just for the hell of it.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Just
it's,
to like
it's very Christy.
Cheer it up. Yeah. No, when I saw it online one day and like I bought it when I was in Australia, and I was like, it has every single plaid and checker I like. I want it. I want it now.
It's perfect. Yeah. Okay, so back to Irma.
Yeah.
Yes. Irma was a big bitch.
She was.
Like,
raging bitch.
Real big bitch, because she covered the entire state.
And we didn't
Florida.
Know where the hell she was going to go.
Yeah, no, not till last second.
She kept us guessing. I don't know how many millions of people evacuated the state.
I forgot the numbers. It was pretty high.
I think it was like 6 or 7 million is what I heard.
She did a number in the Caribbean.
My mom, my kids, and I were 4 of the 6 million that evacuated. That was super duper fun. We drove from here to North Carolina to my aunt's house.
How long does that trip take normally?
Normally, without children,
Oh, yeah,
you can
true.
Do it in about 12 hours. So you can do it in a day. Just like stopping to pee and eat lunch or whatever. You can do it in a
day. I'm sure with kids, that definitely.
With kids.
And hurricane traffic.
Thankfully, we didn't get a lot of hurricane traffic.
Oh, really?
Because we left here at 2 a.m.
Oh.
So I slept awful the night before we left. I think I slept a max of 4 hours the night before we left. Mm-hmm. And then my parents came over that Wednesday to like help me put up the shutters and like get everything inside. And my dad was like, you and your mom need to leave. You need to leave right now.
I'm slacking.
They were like, you're going to leave. He was like, you're going to leave tonight at 1 o'clock. And I'm like, I need to sleep. I have not slept. So another day I did not sleep. This is the first time I've ever taken 5 hour energy. Those little shot things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you were kind of funny on that.
They hit you on
awful.
The face.
Yes, they are awful.
Well, did you do the thing you're supposed to do? You take half first and then take another
half?
Yeah,
that's what I did. I took half. And then I took the other half like a couple hours later.
What, you're not supposed to drink it all at once?
I do.
I can.
So I'm like, wait.
I do.
You can. It's like for a little bit of energy, drink half now and then like save the other half for later.
I know, since she never had before, maybe she might.
No, I knew that like, because Nary's taken it before and I've seen him take it. He usually would take like half to drive up to West Palm Beach and then the other half to drive down. So I was like, okay, I think I only need to drink half. Oh, wait, I need you to tell your massage story. All right, hang on 1 second. We'll get back to Irma. Hang on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello.
Okay. Okay, we're back. Nary's here.
Hello.
Hello, Neri.
Hello.
This is weird.
So we were just
trouble.
We were just talking about Irma, but Neri has to go out now. He's going to go to the gym, yeah. Quote unquote, the gym. Well, I'm just kidding, honey. But you had a new experience today that I really want you to tell them about.
So, 2 days ago, or is it yesterday? I guess, because it's already night. So,
I can hear you.
Yesterday, yesterday morning, I woke up with a massive knot in my back, like in the middle of my back, center back, like right on my shoulder blade. Mm-hmm. It's just a knot, like it was...
You've been really tense?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess I've never had that before. Like even when I've had like such, like when I've had like a, you know, slept wrong or something, it'll usually go away within a couple hours or a few hours. I've never had this like it was a massive knot. Like it was excruciating pain. It wasn't like, oh, I'm being a baby. It was like, no, I can't get up. I can't move. I can't do anything. Even laying down on the couch was hurting me, which that's my jam. Right. that's my thing, man. That's what I do. So yesterday, towards the end of the night, my dear wife was like, you should get a massage. And I was like, fuck that. I'm like, I'm a fucking dude. I don't do fucking massages, yo.
So manly.
So this morning.
If anything, tons of men get very specific massages.
Right. Well.
Keep listening.
What?
No.
So then I'm like, nah, I don't, you know, because in my mind, my whole thing of getting a massage is like a spa day. And to be honest with you, it was more financial than anything else. I was like, I'm not going
to
go fuck.
For the record, I told him to go to like a Massage Envy or one of those places.
Well, you didn't say that right away, but whatever. You didn't say that yesterday. I'm giving the story chronologically, okay. And now you're skipping ahead. You're Tarantinoing this shit, and it doesn't work that way. So
I immediately regret inviting you onto this podcast.
Good, I'll get the fuck out of here right now. I'll get
no,
out.
No, finish and, your story. Right,
then whatever. So then,
Mom, Dad, stop fighting.
So then I just envisioned making it a spa day or whatever. And I'm like, that's not my, like financially, I can't afford it right now.
Just imagining him in a big fluffy robe.
And two, I was like, I'm not doing that shit. So that was yesterday. And then all day yesterday. And then last night, I took a muscle relaxer. I took two ibuprofen 800s.
Holy shit.
Throughout the day. Not at the same time. They weren't all at the same time.
So oh no, I imagine. Sure. But I'm saying for you to be taking that.
Yeah. And it did nothing. Like I was still in excruciating pain. It wasn't like, it was a little better after I took the muscle relaxer. No, I didn't do shit. So, this morning I wake up and the pain is still there. Like, it's still evident. It's still there. Yesterday I didn't go to the gym, which is the first time I hadn't gotten in the gym in weeks because I'm trying to do this new gym thing. And Vanessa was like, well, you'll feel better if you go to the gym. And I was like, I don't think that this is one of those, like, I'll feel better things. This is not one of those, like, I'm sore. This is one of those, like, there's a pain, a knot in my back, and it really is bad. So then today I woke up and it was still hurting me, and I said, I'm going to go drop off the kids. And then I'm gonna go check out a massage place, right? Mm-hmm. So I went. Now, short story long, I went to a vitamin shop to buy a recovery for workout because I figured I need that anyway. Mm-hmm. And as I was there, the reason why this is important to the story is because I then Googled from that location the nearest massage places, right? So just map, right? Mm-hmm. So I see two places around me. One of them is called, I don't know, AMG Oriental Massage. And I was like, no, not go there. That is no. And then I see another one called Massage Miami. Okay.
Okay.
So I was like, I look it up on the Google app. I could only see the shopping center. I can't see the actual storefront. I can go to the shopping center. Then I go into the reviews. The reviews are all positive, all legit. Right? There's none of them that are giving code words. There's none of them. There's not like this review titled "This was the best ending ever, happy as can be." Like there's nothing, you know what I mean? There's nothing suspicious about these. And if
so, you were just really concerned about like not wanting to get into an awkward situation.
Exactly. Well, one, financial, and two, because those places I imagine will cost more. Like I imagine, right? But one, financial, and two, like I don't want to be in that situation where I'm like, I don't want to do that, dude. That's fucking grimy shit, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not judging you if you do it. Congratulations. I'm not. I know plenty of comedians that do it and they fucking rave about it, and that's good for them. It's just not my thing.
I can imagine the people who rave about it.
So I call my wife.
Too.
So I call my wife and I say, okay, I'm gonna take you. I'm gonna go to the massage. She goes, did you go to the gym? And I go, no, I can't. I'm like, I can't move right now. My back is really hurting me. I'm gonna go to a massage and I'm going to check out this place. And she goes, well, I was thinking more like of a massage envy. That's what she said it this morning. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, massage envy, there's one on the other side of our house. There's the one on the other side of the street. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm close to this one. I'm going to go check it out. If it seems too meh, then I'll go to massage envy. Can I ask her how much was it? And she goes, oh, like $100. And I go, that seems expensive. And she goes, not really. And I go, okay. I don't know shit about massage. I've never been one.
That's actually pretty decently priced. But you could... whatever. But massage envy, you can get a little bit cheaper. Just there's ways about going it.
All right. So
hey, you can get a membership.
Someone told me about a Groupon, and I was like, well, I probably should check that out. Anyways, mm-hmm. all 2020. So mm-hmm. I get there, and it's an Oriental massage place, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, dude, you remember we were talking about the other day, Steph, mm-hmm. about like trying to not purposely, like, okay, we can't, I don't want to immediately go to the place that everybody goes to, that logic goes to, it says this is an Oriental massage place, red light, red flag, danger, get out.
Right.
I don't want to be that guy, because what if there's an Asian family that's like, we just like doing massages, mm-hmm. legit massages,
my passion. And we just really like the color red, like
well no, it's not about red, but I'm just saying, yeah. like we
red light
we are a legit massage place, and we don't, yeah. just because we're Oriental, or you know, doesn't mean that we're gonna be
Asian.
It's
Oriental's also offensive.
No, Oriental's a rug. Well, Oriental's when it's like an object.
The Orient is a place on the globe.
No, offensive.
No, Oriental is like a rug.
Yeah, it's an object. So an object is Oriental, and then a person is Asian.
But in the map, it says the Orient.
Yes, the place. You're thinking place and thing, but they don't really call it that anymore. It's like very like old school kind of term. But yeah, so like just now it is kind of more like, if you're going to say something is like, you're usually only ever using that phrase toward a specific object.
This is the stupidest fucking conversation I've ever had in my life. Not saying you're stupid, I'm saying the conversation itself, the fact that people have had this discussion about whether or not it's Oriental or Asian is ridiculous.
Well, Asian,
that's,
you do
that's
better.
Flight attendant, Asian that's friends. Flight attendant, yeah. and stewardess to me. This is ridiculous. This is beyond
ridiculous. There's a song on a Broadway show called Avenue Q called Everyone's a Little Bit Racist, mm-hmm. and the Asian character flat out says, calling me Oriental is offensive.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yep. A puppet told me that. That's cool.
No, a person said that. She was actually
that's a person. One of the
she's one of the people.
She's not a
character. I don't care.
She's not a puppet.
I don't care. This
and let me tell you.
I don't care. I don't care. No, can we move on with the story?
Don't hate on puppets teaching you things.
Right.
Because many a child...
Can we move on?
Can
we move on to this part? This is like ridiculous part of the story that I don't want to.
Listen, your sass.
I don't need.
Like,
this
is not welcome.
This is such a silly, ridiculous. Like this has nothing to do with my story.
You're not making yourself look better.
So I don't care. I don't care.
Trying to teach you.
So then I go there, and I didn't want to be that guy that immediately saw Asian and go, "Oh, this is a happy ending place." I didn't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Right? To immediately associate Asians with happy ending place, like if they can't run a legitimate business.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, man, don't, whatever. So then I said, hey, I look at the chart, and it was like Swedish massage, deep tissue massage, and then forehand massage. And I was like, I figured forehand would be two people, but that's obviously more expensive. Again, mm-hmm. trying to go with the more frugal of the options here. And I go, what's the difference between Swedish and I asked the lady, what's the difference between Swedish and deep tissue? Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, deep tissue? And I was like, right, what does that mean? And she was like, you want deep tissue? And I'm like, no, I just want to know what that means. And she was like Swedish, and I point at Swedish, and she goes, so you want Swedish? And I go, what is the difference between the two? Like, what do you get one and not the other? And she's like, more money? And I was like, okay, I see the price difference. I see the price difference. I'm just trying to figure out why.
The only difference is
there's
more money.
A price difference. She's like, so you want? And I'm like, but I'm trying to...
That's when you Google it. Just Google definitions.
But here's what I did. I was like, yeah, this is a language barrier issue.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I was like, again, just thinking dollars and cents. I was like, well, say $30 more or $20 more, 30 whatever mm-hmm. it was. And I was like, I'll just go with the fucking deep tissue massage, right?
Right.
For that price, whatever. It's not like it was a huge price difference. I was like, I'll just go for this one.
No, odds are it's what you probably would have needed for the knot in your back.
And I figured, I was like, dude, if I'm hurting really bad, I should probably go with something that's like, you know.
So I Googled it. Sorry. Oh, wait, no, that's Sage.
Swedish is less in, like,
Swedish intense. Massage.
More relaxing one.
Swedish yeah, massage the is the one. Most commonly offered massage technique, using firm pressure on the muscles, and involves a series of long yet gliding strokes.
That's and in deep Swedish. Tissue, you're actually like, working out the knots.
Yeah, deep tissue is what you needed.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, I get the deep tissue. This should have been flag number one. Not Wait, flag number one should have been the Asian. Sorry. I'm just... In retrospect, you're gonna see why.
Oh, God.
Flag number one should have been that it was Asian. Flag number two should have been the fact that there was nobody that could speak the language in which they could even explain what their product is.
Right.
Flag number three, which should have been the biggest flag, is that they made me pay up front. That should have been flag, real big flag.
Yeah.
Usually for services,
pay at the end.
For services in America, we typically don't pay.
In most places, yeah.
Except for gas. That's pretty much the only thing I could think of, right? And even that varies by location. Because mm-hmm. you go to Georgia and you put gas first and then you pay like suckers. But I didn't think about this at the moment. Mm. They go, okay, then this is how much it is. And I'm like, okay, fine. Here's my money. Take my fucking money. So I get inside. I take off my shirt because obviously I'm getting a massage. I need to take off my shirt. Lady walks in and she goes, take off pants. And I go, no. We're just here for the massage. And I'm pointing at my shoulder.
Well, deep tissue does include legs sometimes.
I'm pointing at my tissue. She's like, no, leg. And I go, okay, fine. So I take off my I have these same basketball shorts. Uh-huh. I have the basketball shorts, take them off. She's like, no, underwear. And I go, listen, oh, okay. I'm like, no, I'm good. I just, she's like, you sure? Take off. And I go, no. I'm okay. And so I lay down, and then she goes, you want me to? And then she points up to the ceiling, and on the ceiling, there's like two pipes. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Stand on your
And then she
back.
Like stood on my back. She did put a towel over me, so it wasn't like her bare feet on my back.
Yeah.
Her pata sucia on my back. Because I really would have had an issue with that. I'm very anti pata sucia. And I was like,
Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Sorry. Well, we made it clear that the Steph that's here is not our normal Steph.
Mm-hmm. But when you say Steph knows, that would imply
la other Steph.
Right. So then she put the towel. Over me, and she did. She did the thing.
La otra.
Yeah. It was fantastic. Like okay. It really helped. Like I still feel a tiny bit of uncomfort. Like
discomfort.
I'm sorry, discomfort. But it's like I can move. It's a vastly different issue. Like I can get up from the couch without an issue. It's not.
He hasn't been grunting and complaining.
Yeah, like now with some good stretching and the actual workout.
Yeah, so then I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm like confident, whatever. But then she started going like my legs, and I was fine. And then she started touching my ass, and I was like, listen, I'm good, I'm okay. I'm like, no, I'm all right. She's like, no, it's okay. And then she started like grabbing at my ass. I'm like, dude, this, I don't feel comfortable. I do not feel comfortable.
Eso no pasa en masaje.
I don't feel comfortable, dude. And I'm like, no, I'm all right. And it was really weird because it's a situation where I'm like, I've never been in a situation where I say no. So I feel really weird. Like, no, I don't.
It's my husband, ladies and gentlemen.
I feel violent. I don't know. I don't.
Yeah.
Now
you got a taste of like, oh, I don't like this. That's happening.
It's only because I was married. Let's be real. It's only because I was married. Like, I'm being extremely honest here. If I was not married and she would have grabbed my ass, I would have been like, oh, so this is happening. I would have never gone into a place like that looking for kind of shit like that. Like, even if I wasn't married, I would never, not judging people. I'm just saying personally, I don't see me ever single or married ever going into a place like that specifically looking for a happy ending. But had I been single, had I not been married, and that would have, and this same story would have happened, I probably would have been like, oh, okay. Well, it's one of these places. All right.
Well, this is going to be a story.
You know, you know what I mean? Like, it would have been like that. But because I'm married, I'm like, dude, I don't want this. I don't need that in my conscience to be like a fucking old Asian lady grab my ass and I fucking liked it. I don't need this in my conscience, dude. I don't need
this. And I liked it.
Thing. Well, you know, and I let her thing. I guess it would be more important. So I was like, nah, not a, I'm like, no, it's all right. She's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah. And then she finished up or whatever, and it was a good massage. And I think she wanted like more money. I ended up giving her like a $40. She like tip, and she like very persistent. I don't know if you've ever encountered very persistent people from other cultures.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Trying to be very, very, very political here. but I experienced this like in years ago. I'm talking about 15 years ago before I was ever to comedy. Like I went to Ocho Rios, and I experienced this where people, locals were grabbing me, going taxi. And
oh
it was very uncomfortable. It was very like, and I'm not very confrontational.
Sometimes it can be downright scary.
Yeah.
Should you bring the other bottle?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not very confrontational, so I'm like, dude, I just please, I don't like being put in a corner like this. And that's
nobody
how I
puts Neri in a corner.
That's how I felt today. She was like, tip. And I'm like, nah, I mean, that it was included, right? Like, whatever was included, like, we're good. She said, tip. So I gave her like a $40 tip. So I ended
that's
up
a lot.
That's a lot.
But it was like,
that's 40% of the massage.
Right. Well, no, the massage itself was like 75 or 80. Oh, so,
you paid the
with the tip. I'm talking about with the tip.
Okay.
So,
with the tip, with the $40 tip, that's actually not a bad.
But if it's $70 and he tipped 40,
I think it was 75. I think I'm not even. Yeah.
Oh shit.
So I was like,
I thought he meant like no matter what, it totaled out to 100.
No.
No, I was like 100. No, I put. Okay. I remember.
It totaled like 110.
Yeah, something like that is what I put. And I was like, all right, like, but I felt very uncomfortable because it was like her and like another old lady behind her, and like they were like fucking tip. It felt like when you go to Mexico and you get the little kids going chiclet. Like, that's how I felt. But they were like older, and I was like, fuck, this is awkward and uncomfortable. And the only reason I gave that much, to be honest with you, is because I remembered my wife saying that Massage Envy was $100, and had I gone to Massage Envy, I would have tipped them 20, and I would have spent 120 anyway. Like, that was my mentality. I was like, well, I was gonna spend this money with her.
That's weird logic, dude.
You would have spent honestly like 16. I wanted to get the fuck out of there.
I wanted
to get the fuck out
that
of
was
there.
Fuck off money. It's 69. It's 69.
That's not what she told me.
Well, there's a 99 one also.
How she told me 69, which, by the way, fellas, am I right? You get it, right?
Well, if you have never been to that location, if they don't find you in your system, it'll be 69 for your first time sometimes, or like 39 even if you like sign up for like a mailing list or something. Like, there's a lot of ways around it.
Dude, Jesus, I didn't know any of this.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of ways.
You should have just gone to the freaking massage.
You told me $100. You didn't say, well, it varies.
Because I'm not gonna tell you go to massage on me and sign up for a package. Like, that you have to sign up for packages.
That's not what she said. She said sign up for an email list, or sometimes when you're the first time customer.
No, it's 69 the first time.
She didn't had she said that
if you sign up, it's 39 plus
on Earth
something.
Two on Earth Two, when you and I were married, you would have had this conversation with me.
But I've never been to Massage Envy. I just know that they're everywhere, and they're not as expensive as going to like a full blown like hotel spa.
And they're not whores.
This is also an additional thing.
Well, and like, you tip, but you tip like at the register.
Yeah,
and you can do like it on once a card, you're done and nice. You pay, they ask you how much you want to tip. So you tip at the register, so you don't actually like give the money to the person, so the person will never ask you for a tip, even though they kind of like stand there like waiting for you,
right,
like outside of the room after you're getting dressed with like a cup of water.
You could have Googled
it. A little unsettling sometimes.
A 1 hour massage of Massage Envy is $39.99.
I didn't even Google what the difference between a Swedish massage and a deep tissue massage. What makes you think I was like,
but now,
a
2 hour
did you not want to catch up with the current times? Why aren't you using technology, Neri?
Yeah, I was very much in pain. I'm not making excuses. I really, honestly, the reason it all went down, whatever, is because I was very uncomfortable. I just felt uncomfortable and I wanted to get the fuck out of there.
If there's anything three chicks can understand, is the fact that you just don't want to think about things when you're in pain.
Yeah, I just
once a month, I understand. Fuck everything.
But I was in pain when I got there, so I really didn't think about the red flags, about the pain first thing. It didn't hit me until much hours later. I was like, hey, that was a fucking sign though, right? Like, I was rethinking, replaying this, but I didn't think about that at all. But the whole pain thing, the whole tip thing, I just felt very uncomfortable. Like, I felt like I was in Ocho Rios 15 years ago, and like, there was dude, taxi. I just felt very uncomfortable, and I was like, dude, whatever the fuck gets me the fuck out of here quicker, I just don't want to be part of this shit. And then, honestly, like, a lot of shit crept up in my head. Like, a lot of, like, I just was like, dude, get the fuck out of here. Like, the last thing I need now is some fucking cops to come in, raid the place, and I'm fucking here. Like, nobody's going to believe that. I had a knot in my back. Like, nobody's going to believe this shit. So I'm like, just get the fuck out of here. Pay them whatever the fuck they want and get the fuck out. Like, you don't need this kind of shit in your life. And it's weird now, because now, I was talking to a friend about this. Like, now, my weird, like, I've never been arrested. I've never done anything like that. But my weird thing now about not being arrested is not being able to work. Because the moment I get arrested, the cruise lines that I work with will be like, done.
Nah, man.
So, like, and that's the way I make my living.
Yeah.
That's my life.
Yeah.
My livelihood. So, like, I have a weird thing. Like, I had a thing at the airport where I was getting stressed out, and that literally, the thought crept in my head. I was like, dude, the last thing you need is to be on no fly list, and you can't fucking work anymore, dude.
Yeah, you gotta be super zen.
So, you gotta be exactly. And I was like,
because I think I missed it in the beginning. Was this place happened to be off of Bird?
Yes.
In the corner of where a boat campers is?
I don't know if there's a boat camp
off of 97th. There's used to be a Duncan, and there's like an army recruiting place.
No,
it's right off the street.
There's like a medical place,
but it's like right off the street.
It's like
off the main road.
It's like a couple blocks away from Rainbow or from not the tattoo place, not the tattoo place, but the
I mean, head shop. I already gave the name. I don't know if you want to bleep out the name.
I didn't hear the name.
Nah.
That's not the one you went to.
Right.
Because if it is the one that's by Boat Campers or used to be, like, in that Boat Campers, like, shopping center, that they have, like, a dim sum place, and they have...
It's in that shopping center. You see, that I couldn't get...
I'm glad you left. Mm. They've been raided a couple times by the cops.
But it's not... It's not. It's the one by this restaurant that I'm not going to mention.
Yes,
it's not
the one by Boat Campers. Well, there's, like, a couple... There's two places. There's one by Boat Campers, and then there's another one. And they've been raided a couple times. They keep opening up, so... They're not finding what they need to find. But the only reason looking. I know about it is because there's a health place that's there, like a medical provider's office that my friend used to work at, Papá Viejitos. Like, she's a social worker.
Oh, it's right. That was across the street.
Yeah. And that was, she was friends with the guys that are in, like, there's, like, a military, I don't know which branch, recruiting office.
Okay. I know she's another one.
And they're writing around, and she would joke with the guys about whether or not it was one of those places.
Oh, definitely is.
And one time they sent one of the guys
information that would have been helpful 5 hours ago.
No, did you ask? Did you ask?
No, I didn't. Again, I really.
I told you.
At no point in the day were you going to text me being like, "Hey, Steph, am I going to Happy Ending Place?"
But this is, and again,
you, like, asked me for body shops. Yeah. You don't ask me for massage.
Because I don't like. I don't. This is not my realm. This is not my, like. I ask you for body shops because I know you work at an insurance company, and I know that I used to work at, and I know you have a list of providers.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I go with, like, if I knew...
You don't know that we both randomly know which one's the one that's a Happy Ending,
like,
place.
I don't know.
And I've never been there, and I know.
But honestly, this whole circumstance was just a circumstance of naiveness. Like, I was just completely naive to everything. From everything from... I had never gotten a massage. I didn't know about pricing for massage. I only... To me, I coupled the idea of massages with spa days. Like, I didn't know that was a separate thing. I didn't know it could be a separate thing. And the only other
sometimes it really is just for
massage
treatment.
Therapy.
And the only other reason, frame of reference that I have for massages is when Kevin Smith talked about on the Frasier podcast that he loved going to the mall and getting a massage from those ladies that are outside. Like, there's no shop. There's no store.
Dude, you could have gone there. You could have gone to International Mall.
I didn't even know they had those.
Dolphin has it, doesn't it?
Dolphin has it.
Chair. I'm talking about he went to People.
Yeah. Like, there were people. No, it's like a chair that you sit in, but you sit in it backwards, so your face is against the backrest, and there's, like, a little hole for your face.
Right, right.
And there's a person massaging your back.
Right. So that's the only frame of reference that I had was Kevin Smith talking about that, and then I was like, all right. But again, this is all, like, it was all... Everything was like, this is not my world.
Has Jeff told you his Thailand story?
No. Oh. Well, the ping pong, yeah, he told me.
No. The one about when he was getting a foot massage.
Oh, those definitely.
In front of me and my three friends, the girls, were getting our nails and our feet done for my friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm. Did you do the fishy pedicure?
She got married.
Oh, I love those.
It was weird and amazing at the same time.
I want to do that.
But we were, because my friend is Thai, and she had her wedding there, so we were getting our feet and our nails done. So we went into a salon-ish place. Like, it was not a massage parlor, but they had beds, like, not even beds, they had, like, mats on the floor in front of the chairs where you get your feet and your nails done for massages, and they offer either a full body or a foot massage. So, like, the husbands, well, and, like, Jeff was my boyfriend at the time only, they could kill time, sat there, and we're doing the, like, oh, we're gonna get that. One of my friends did a full body, but Jeff was like, oh, and the other guy, Del, just said, oh, they're just gonna get, like, foot massages, like, just gonna sit down.
You get foot massages, like, everywhere there.
Yeah, you get really foot massages everywhere. And well, they're doing the foot massage. I'm seeing him. He is across from me. There's, like, a little curtain, but it's not closed or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And the lady straight up asks him, oh, do you want a happy ending? And he goes, she's...
Oh my God, I can just imagine Jeff, like
he's, like, across from me.
Like, all she think is mine, that she's not gonna, like...
My girlfriend right there, and she goes, I close curtain.
She's so polite.
So, after he got his happy ending, then what happened?
No, I've never seen Jeff more, like, stiff, like, standing there, just like...
This is the opposite of what a massage should do.
Yeah. But he had his... So he and I'm sure there's more to stories, and I'm sure that he's seen more than I wanted to know or have been told. So ask him about Thailand.
Oh my god,
do it on the podcast.
So I went to one as well. So the one I went to was also like downstairs was the more salonish area, and it was nicely lit and bright, and there was windows facing the street.
Yes,
and then
another sign. That shit was dark as fuck. another fucking sign. The moment you said it, I was like, huh? Yeah. Now that I think about it, that shit was fucking too romantic. No, it was super clean. Okay. Like it smelled nice. They had one of the humidifiers that we have. They had one of those
diffusers.
Yeah. Diffusers, and yeah, it was really nice.
I will tell you,
I already broke the car diffuser, by the way.
Most Asian, and specifically, I don't know if this is a Thai massage location, like they are ridiculously clean. I didn't have my eye chart. Mm-hmm. Like, especially the Thai culture.
Yeah.
Like they are ridiculously clean.
So they're all about good.
All their places are very clean. Like they don't.
And I will say it was very fun. She offered me Tootsie Rolls afterwards. I swear to God, I'm not lying. She offered me Tootsie Rolls. She offered me a bottle of water, and I'm like, I'm okay. I didn't want water.
Wait, did you take the Tootsie Roll?
No, I didn't. She offered me. She went to they have like a candy thing in the front, and she for some reason didn't get anything other than Tootsie Rolls because I saw other candy there.
Right.
But she was like, this guy's a Tootsie Roll guy.
Like she knew.
And she just had. And she looked at me. She like had three Tootsie Rolls in her hand. I'm like. No, I'm okay. That's a weird thing to
weird.
When you go to the pediatrician, good job, little buddy. Here's a lollipop.
Like there's mints or there's lollipops and there's candies or there's.
Oh,
like,
I saw all of those, but the way she
went and specifically got you.
I guess I don't know. Maybe she just randomly.
It was phallic.
Calling you Tootsie Roll.
Or maybe she just
sweet and you're sweet and chocolatey.
It was phallic.
She maybe she just grabbed something and it was random and it just happened to be Tootsie Rolls, but that was whatever.
I'm sorry. I just got assaulted. I don't know where.
Sorry.
That I scream apologize. Was one of the dogs ending up in her crotch. Place.
Yeah.
So when I went to Thailand, I went in, with a bunch of my friends were getting, nails done and pedicures done. So it's myself, my brother Jojo, David, and one of our friends Sam.
Her new boo.
Well,
at the time
he
was. Friends.
Actually,
now
at the time they were more than just friends, but she wouldn't admit it. So
we were just friends. Nothing happened.
No, it doesn't matter emotionally.
In your heart,
emotionally, something already had happened. Something was
at this moment. I just knew that he was very interesting.
Right.
But I just wasn't in the headspace. I wasn't analyzing it just yet. All I knew is that this next bit made me feel really uncomfortable. Was we go in and we're like, oh, let's get we like a feet massage. So we're thinking, they're like, oh, like, and a little bit up.
It's
and we're
a big
like,
thing. Yeah. It's very normal. Feet massages there are like a dime
exactly.
a dozen.
Exactly.
It's very normal.
Just hand them out like candy, like Tootsie Roll.
So by the way, the next time when you finally tell that story on stage, you took the Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
Took the Tootsie Roll. Yeah. Because it just makes more
sense. A good little boy.
I don't know how to tell that story on stage and not make it seem as if I didn't get a fucking hand job.
That's
it's one of those things where you go, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm telling myself the story and I'm like,
telling to yourself, you're like, are you am I sure that I didn't?
I'm like, I felt very awkward. I really did. And I know I talk a lot of shit about women, like, oh man, it must be hard to get hit on, I didn't appreciate the fucking. Just,
it feels weird to be treated like a piece of meat.
And not so much a piece of meat. It's just being yourself in a position where you're like, you're Latin listening.
But it's a piece of meat. Yeah, there you go. That's what it was. I already told you no a couple times, right? I already told you no a couple times. And it was like very direct no.
You're not listening to me.
Yeah. It was a very direct no. It wasn't like kind of no. It was like, nah, I'm okay. Good. Thanks. I know I'm okay. Thanks. And then, it
goes from the polite no to the awkward no.
Right. It was
the
awkward.
Please stop.
But I just all of that was secondary to the fact that I'm married. Like all of that was secondary. Like if I wouldn't have been married, I wouldn't have given a fuck. I wouldn't have. Like it would have been. I would have said no twice, and then I would have been like, oh, okay, well, whatever.
Yeah.
But I was like, whatever. It's just it was awkward as all.
Yeah. No, was my awkward bit was the fact that we went in and asked for foot massages, and then the woman's like, okay. And then, takes me by the hand, just starts leading us upstairs, all of us.
Come pretty lady.
Yes. So they started, taking us upstairs. So on top of that, we're like, where are we going?
Downstairs. Why aren't we staying down in the light?
I
want to stay in the light.
My younger brother is with me. On top of that, so I start staring at him. I'm like, is weird shit going to happen? Is something weird going to happen? And he's sitting there. He's like, I got your back. We can run.
80% of the time in Thailand. you're questioning if someone's going to kill you, abduct you, or arrest you.
Lovely.
Or show you something inappropriate. Yes.
Go there.
Yeah. You guys actually should. No, it's an
experience.
Actually,
I really want to go.
But you said like Bangkok's an experience.
I don't like seafood. And I feel like the whole place is very seafood heavy.
It's really not.
No, I had a lot of chicken.
They eat a lot of dog.
I had a lot of meat.
No.
You don't know that.
In Thailand, no.
Did you have
the chicken balls?
Yes.
Oh my god, they're amazing.
Yeah. It's literally balls of chicken.
Yeah, balls of chicken.
No, it's like street food. It's chicken made into candy balls.
Like carne molida, but like
put in ball shape,
like a meatball.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good to me.
Like if you go to other countries, they'll have like little signs outside the door that'll warn you about dogs. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So you.
We're doing digressions here. I'm like.
Yeah. Sorry. Maybe it's just me.
No.
It's
mama's. We
do too. Bro thing.
Okay. Yeah. We all do it.
Okay. So they took you upstairs and things got weird.
They led you by the hand.
The further we went up the stairs, the dimmer things got.
Of course.
And then we finally get upstairs. All of a sudden, the like pretty music comes in, and we walk into this open room where it's super dim, and again mats on the floor, curtains everywhere, and then for some reason they lay David out, myself out, my little brother, and our friend Sam. So I'm in between my younger brother and David, and then all of a sudden the woman starts closing the curtain around us, and I'm like, what is happening?
And have you been to a ping pong game yet?
that had been
I know.
She's like, they're gonna touch me in places.
Yeah, I was like sitting there and I'm like, oh my god, am I gonna get inappropriate touch in front of my brother? Am I gonna get inappropriate touch in front of my brother and this guy? And like for some reason I already knew like, and this guy, like not wanting that to happen.
Totally aware that this guy is here.
A thing, yeah. And then like me and him will look at each other every so often. He's like, I don't know what's happening. And I'm like, are we supposed to leave? Like what? Like it was just that whole thing that the entire time you're kind of relaxing because the massage is good, but anytime they even go a little bit too far up the knee, you're like,
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's when I told her the story, when I got home, she was asleep. But when I told her the story finally a few hours ago, my wife, she was like, but that's normal. Yeah, sometimes you even get naked. And I'm like, wait, that doesn't seem... This seems like the exact opposite of what I expected a wife to be able to... Like, the reaction that I had...
Because when you go to a legitimate spa, you can get naked and not worry about being assaulted.
Yeah, right. When I get my massage envy, it's I only stay in my underwear.
Yeah, same.
I'm not even wearing a bra.
Not what we're talking about.
No, here. I'm not even wearing a bra. Like, there's no bra.
Yeah, neither was I.
Well,
sure.
And there's underwear and that's it. But they get to there.
They get...
So then... Close. I was doing all of this, like I was telling her, like, oh, and then she got on top and she stepped on me, and she's like, yeah, that's the way they do it. I'm like, okay. So like again, I have no frame of reference.
So you're thinking like maybe I'm just being silly.
This is on YouTube, so maybe I'm being silly. And then she's like, come and tell her this on the podcast. I'm like, okay, I'll tell the story in the podcast. And as I'm telling the story, you guys are all like, no.
It's ass grabbing that.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm sorry, Nair, you got bad touched.
you know what? I actually had this thought. You would be proud of me, wife. I actually had this thought while this was happening. I had the thought of like, come on, that's the way massages are done. He grabs it, moves it to the other side, massages that part, then moves it back and massages that part. Isn't that right? You're like, yeah, in prison, like that's how.
I had a friend's moment.
I had a friend's moment while it was happening.
That's
was
a like, Taylor thing, though. No, but it's yes, like a Taylor.
I know.
I'm just trying to remember. Listen, I am trying to catch up on my friend's references.
Right, you're not a friend's
I am not a friend's person. So I'm like, wait, it's not a massage.
No, it's a tailor. But I was, you know.
Granted, okay, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, I was using it to my personal, but
I just having a Captain America moment of, I understood that reference.
As that was happening, I was like, in prison? Mm-hmm. This is not normal? Yeah. So that's it. That's my massage story. All right. So have fun with that. Thank you for laughing at me.
Neri, next time,
I'm laughing at me.
Next time, just you know.
No, I want to. I told her. Yeah. I told her.
Hey guys, I'm looking for a massage.
You know what?
Twitter does polls now.
I was about to make the mistake.
Not even Twitter. You could have asked our family chat.
I was about to ask my friends, my guy friends, and I know exactly what they were going to say. Friends are fucking disgusting scum. And I was like, don't ask them because then it's going to be. This is what happens. You ask that group of people, and they not only tell you which disgusting ones to go to, but they will automatically assume that you did it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no other, like, and no matter how many times I could tell the story, they'd be like, shut the fuck, you fucking, like, no, really, I really. And it would be, so I was like, you know what, don't even
bring them. And then the more you deny, the more you actually did it.
Like, don't even bring them into this conversation, I'm fucking done.
Our group chat.
Yeah.
Literally, we hear when people are, like, going to take a shit. or when you like have a thought or want a blowjob, apparently.
Always.
I'm looking at you, David.
Always.
Well, yeah, apparently that was the statement today.
Always.
Most people always, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Basically, always.
I mean, most people, it's always. It's everybody.
Yeah. But like, every, so, well, yeah, always. So, every woman, too. Always.
You could have said, hey, guys.
I saw that.
You mean you saw what I did with your eyes?
I saw what you did with your eyes.
Exactly.
Stop saying.
You saw it with your eyes. No, no, but I even told her today. I was like, man, but the massage did help me out. Not for nothing. The massage did really help me out. Like, I was in excruciating pain. Like, I don't use that word lightly. I don't think I've ever used that word, excruciating. It was over a day. Like, it was not a fucking fun experience. It wasn't, like, fun sore. Like, I was fun sore with my arms. Like, I had worked out 2 days earlier, mm-hmm. and I was, like, sore, and I was, like, super in pain, but it was, like, fun. Sore? Yeah, because, like, when you
get... Like, worthy.
It's a thing.
It was, like, I understand why I'm sore.
No, no.
Is this one of those, like... work out things. No, fuck that doesn't exist.
Yeah, because to me, when
you feel progression.
It's still tender now.
That's because something's being built. But you're like, oh, look, there's a thing happening.
It's fun because it's painful. It's legitimately painful, but it's fun because you earned it. You did something to earn that pain. Like, that knot in my back, I did not do shit to earn that. Like, that was not... I thought I was just gonna, again, muscle relaxers, ibuprofen, nothing fucking helped, and it was over 24 hours.
That's being tense, dude.
And that was over 24 hours. And then this morning I was like, I can't. The fact that I didn't go to the gym all day yesterday is enough. And then to me, in my mind, I was like, I'm not gonna miss another day because of this shit, so I might as well just go spend money and do the massage. But my point of saying all this is that it actually helped. Through all the fucking drama and through all the fucking naive, like, oh, I don't know what's going on, she legitimately gave me a really good massage. And I'm going, not back there, but I'm
sorry,
going.
And in my head, I immediately went, and a really good blowjob.
And a really good blowjob. Blowjob? It went from hand job to blowjob? That's how, I don't know how happy ending is.
That's not a happy ending.
No, happy ending is a hand job.
Happy ending
is it's usually a hand job. Because it's a handy, because it's an extension of the massage.
True. I mean, yeah. I get it.
Yeah, so let's not get dirty about it.
Oh, okay.
Let's not well, make I'm it saying, because
like, Neri tipped $40. So, like, automatically, I was thinking upgrade. This is just where I was going.
She was very pleased with her
tips.
It's a
tickle. Basically, it's a tickle and a pull.
It's like a tickle, tickle, pull, pull.
nice to see your technique. All right, so
no, it's not my technique. It's
but
like
I did make sure that I did say to Vanessa, to my wife, when I told her the story, I go, man, I think I want to get another one tomorrow, like at a massage envy, at a really non, like I want to go in there and be like, do you guys charge before? No, all right, I'm in.
Yeah.
And I don't
ask if you want
together.
A male or a female.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm progressive, but if you're going to give me a choice, like if I wasn't asked and a dude walked in, I'm not going to say shit and I wouldn't even think twice of it. But if I'm going to be asked which one I want, I'm going to want a chick.
Can right? I just say, I will tell you, you would actually appreciate sometimes, and there is some amazing women.
Unless it's
women.
Jeff or David, I don't want no man touching
me. There is some amazing women that have the upper body strength to do it because they've worked their, like, to, like, their arms through the, but there's, like, if you have something, like, seriously, like,
yeah, you would probably benefit
up,
from having
a man sometimes can, like, get really deeper. Like dig in there
because they what I've they're doing had... is they're breaking up the knot.
Yeah,
but again, I just if you're not gonna ask me and a dude walks in, I don't care. Like, I wouldn't even think twice about it.
No, massage envy, professional location will ask you.
These other people
give you a survey.
These other people are professional as well. They were pros.
Well, something.
Trust me, they were pros.
But then they will explain to you what the different styles are, what the different techniques are. You can add like aromatherapy.
Yeah.
Or a foot scrub.
That's so fake. Yeah, no, I just want that's so
but
fake.
I mean, I've had massages by both, and a girl gave me a bruise from working my knots out so hard.
Mm-hmm. That's just counterproductive.
Well, because I was pregnant with Oliver. I was pregnant with Oliver, and she was like, oh, do you have any problem areas? I'm like, oh, I'm having, like, sciatica issues because of the pregnancy. And she worked my sciatica on both sides so hard that the following day I looked in the mirror, and I had, like, two little, like, bruises where she was working it out, and I was like, I don't know if I like this. But I've had massages just by a man, too, and it was never as hard as that woman worked my back.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, like last time I went to massage envy, I had a guy, like a guy actually do my back, and he didn't do it as intense as some women do.
I feel like sometimes maybe guys are scared because they're so much stronger that they don't want to hurt you.
But it was weird because he was like an older dude.
Great if you're like giving a massage, if like you girl were getting a massage by a dude, and then you just look at me like, stop being a pussy. Can you fucking hurry up? Can you like?
No, like deep, I actually I had to turn to the guy. Stop being a bitch. Like, I had to turn to the guy at some point and be like. Harder, like you can.
Well, the harder, please. Like, harder, yes. Please. Like,
come on.
Are you dipping like, your
actually oh, massage?
I thought you were dipping
me.
Your fucking potato chip in the chocolate cream pie, and I was like, get not, the fuck out! Come on.
Have you never dipped? Have you never dipped like a French fry in a milkshake?
Basically, what's happening? It started as a small, like I would take a spoonful, and then I would wait a couple seconds, and then I would have a chip. But now it's kind of like
eat a spoon, eat a chip,
eat a chip. Yeah, because. It's happening.
No one's
little by
you.
Little.
Right, thank you very much for your time. I apologize for monopolizing your time. You asked me to be here.
Thank you for sharing your experience.
I will be. I got to go.
If you need
gym.
the contact info for a therapist, I have one. You can tell your story.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Please hold. Hey mamas, Vanessa here. Thank you so much for checking out this week's episode. We went a little bit long, so we decided to split it into two episodes. Huge thanks again to Stephanie Mayer Sr. for stepping in for our Steph while she was on vacation. So please make sure that you check us out on the Geek Bro Network, where you can find all of our other podcasts, including What's Up Bro, Mount Geekmore, Shiver, Zeroes on Heroes, What's Good, Comedy Fitness, The Talking Geek, and a new podcast coming soon called Seasons. It's a TV podcast where you can relive your favorite shows one season at a time. Also, if you want to send us any wine recommendations, or if you want to share a story with us about your kids, or if you want our quote-unquote expert advice, send us an email, mamasandmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT, @gmail.com, and it's the same across all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Tumblr now, so you can find us everywhere pretty much. So again, thanks so much for listening. We love your faces, and cheers.